We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We acknowledge that Chris has struggled. We acknowledge that Chris has struggled to find consistent footing. We're willing to explore options that gives us the very best chances of that ball going through the uprights this weekend. That being said, those options include Chris. We're cognizant of what's available. And, the prudent approach is to include Chris in those options. And that's what we intend to do.
93.7 The Fan time is 4:04. Brought to you by Inspire Sleep Therapy, that treats sleep apnea without a mask. Visit inspiresleep.com. That's not really being proactive. Mike Tomlin on Chris Boswell.
He's not very good, but we're still going to keep him in the tryout. Yeah, he stinks. He's the worst by just about it. He's the worst kicker in the league by most objective measures, but when we try out new kickers, we're going to give him a chance. And if he makes those kicks, we're probably going to stay right with our crappy kicker.
What do you make of the lack of accountability over there? The Vikings fired the offensive coordinator today, John DeFilippo, who was looked at as one of these hot coaching minds.
Yep.
Was Carson Wentz's and Nick Foles' quarterback coach in Philly, leaves for the Vikings' OC job, doesn't work with Mike Zimmer. That's a team that, if you look at the schedule, will still probably make the playoffs. Minnesota hasn't hit rock bottom. They're not done.
They're one game worse than the Steelers.
And they're still in it. Right. And you've got the Steelers, who have an incompetent defensive coordinator. They've got a special teams coach whose unit either has a kicker that can't make a kick or a penalty that submarines a good play.
Or a return man that just runs into tacklers when he was brought in, you would think, to help that aspect. Or they have, and I'm just going to isolate here, moves you could make that are not even major ones, but the people want their bloodletting, right? You have a secondary coach that I'm going to keep saying this about. I don't think knows what he's doing at the NFL level. I can't imagine NFL players look at Tom Bradley as an authority figure that they need to listen to. And their play sucks, generally speaking, as a group. They're not very good. Joe Hayden's good. Mike Hilton has his moments, but they're not very good. Sean Davis has gone back into reverse again. Fire him. You hired a guy with no head coach, no coaching experience in the pros whatsoever, and tried to tout that as a positive. It hasn't been. Fire him. Fire Keith Butler. Hell. Fired. You want to really make people happy about get their pound of flesh? Even though his group probably by rights has done better because TJ Watt looks good, fire Joey Porter, who's your head coach's buddy, his sort of right-hand man.
I don't think it's possible for the guy they sign off the street to kick to be worse than Boswell. So what's the point of even including Boswell in the audition? You know what it is? The fact that if they cut him, they're going to have to take the cap hit. That's why he's still here. Because, again, this team is looking down the road instead of looking at the present. There's no accountability. When you're an organization that comes out 2 days after an awful loss, one of the worst losses in recent Steelers history, when that organization has its star quarterback and coach blame the X-ray machine, there is no accountability. None.
They're like a pathological liar. They're a narcissistic organization. It's never on them. It's never on them to just cave to Le'Veon Bell and say, we won't tag you, so you come back into the fold.
And you know what? You should have heard. There are people over the Steelers that look at the Green Bay Packers like they have turned themselves into a joke franchise because they had the gall to fire Mike McCarthy in the middle of the season. And it's such a terrible look for Green Bay. And they have besmirched everything that organization stands for. That Vince Lombardi would roll over in his grave because they fired a nincompoop coach in the middle of the season who has no idea about win probabilities and percentages and when to go for it and when not to go for it, and has pretty much wasted Aaron Rodgers in the prime years of his career. Now, people at the Steelers organization think that the Packers now have this black eye because they cut Mike McCarthy loose, and it's that kind of thinking that promotes an atmosphere where stability is everything and nobody loses their job and nobody's held accountable for another disappointing season, where most organizations actually would look at it and say, maybe our head coach needs to go. Now, what's this team come up with? Let's try out other kickers, and maybe, just maybe, one of the four guys who comes in here will give Boswell a run for his money and beat him out for the job. But if not, we'll just go into the New England game, the biggest game of the year, with a kicker who I wouldn't trust to make a kick in a high school championship game right now. Like, that's where they're at.
Well, lucky
that's
for them,
the best Mike Tomlin could do.
Lucky
today.
For them, they're not going to come down to needing a field goal in that Patriots game because it'll be over by the mid-third
quarter. The best thing Tomlin could do was give you some kind of quasi-scapegoat today. He couldn't fully scapegoat Boswell, so he kind of did. But he didn't want to hurt Chris Boswell's feelings too much because he might still need Chris Boswell. So he said, we're going to kind of light a fire underneath you, and maybe this will motivate you, Chris, to go out there and make kicks in an empty Heinz Field today or tomorrow.
Yeah, go,
and you'll be able to keep your job
go
that
back
way. Good luck.
For a gig that is largely mental, kicking, because most of the guys physically are similar in terms of, hey, they can kick the ball really far and usually really straight. Go back and listen to Chris Boswell.
I mean, obviously I slipped a little bit. All I know is I went to plant and ended up on my face, so I don't know.
Chris, it's now six missed field goals this season. How do you evaluate your play this season?
It's terrible. What else do you want me to say?
So that's a guy who's just needed a little bit of a boost. That guy sounds like he's one step away from actually giving up football of his own volition. Things are going so bad. But Mike Tomlin feels like, keep him in that competition. Listen, man, they're enormously self-satisfied, and they have this enormous amount of belief in everything they're doing, and nothing on the field suggests that they should. They're probably going to lose five games in a row and need help to make the playoffs right now. Be honest about it.
If Mike Tomlin was the captain of the Titanic, he'd be like, all good here. Just dinged up the mast on the iceberg.
We didn't
think we'll
do
be
it.
Okay.
We had nothing to do with this error, this grievous error. Now, we hit the iceberg, but we were using equipment from the 1860s to try to detect said iceberg. The Lusitania had better equipment on it, but we weren't there at our home ship. My thing with them, I think...
But they're falling apart, and they have, like, no self-awareness.
That's my thing. That's what I'm getting to here. I think my overall feeling towards them is that they are what bothers me the most, or would bother me the most if I were a fan, you know, if I were projecting my beliefs onto people out there listening, is that things are going to hell on them big time. And the two best teams outside of Kansas City that they will have played this year are the next two on their schedule, one of which is on the road in a building where they're nearly invincible. And the Steelers seem so satisfied, so, hey, we're the last ones panicking, why would we panic? From the head coach on down, that even getting their asses kicked in two more games in a row, I don't think would change it. If I were a fan and I were hearing this level of, hey, what's wrong? We're the Steelers, man. The phrase, we're the Steelers, you just imagine they say it to themselves all the time and they think that cures everything. Self-satisfied, narcissistic, arms crossed with a big smug look on their face, and there's a very good chance they end up 8-7-1, and if the Browns and Chargers don't do their dirty work for them, they end up out of the playoffs.
Mike Tomlin did something unusual. He started his press conference without giving a filibuster on the Patriots. He knew, or he had been told by his bosses, that fans were livid with the Roethlisberger situation and the kicking situation. So he tried to nip that in the bud and start his press conference that way. And the best way he went about explaining their actions was by pinning it on an X-ray machine and then said, you want blood? You want your pound of flesh? We might cut Chris Boswell.
But if he outkicks these other guys, then we're going to assume it's all
good. That's the best he gave you today.
You I'm
Don't
sorry.
Look at me. Blame dated equipment. Don't look at me. I'm doing my best to try to...
Pony, you cannot simulate NFL game pressure at a kicking contest. I understand that Boswell's job, in theory, is on the line, but you can't. You cannot think that if he wins the kicking contest against a couple guys off the street, just the way he won one last time, that that will then fix all that ails him. There's no way. The only way you would fix it is if he started making kicks in the game. It's something for which there is no cure.
Rick's on the fan. Hi, Rick. Hello, Rick.
Yeah, hello, guys.
You're on the air.
Hello, guys. How are we doing?
We're good.
Big fan of the show.
Thank you.
Big fan of the show. Hey, let me just tell you something. If I ran my shop the same way that Tomlin runs his team, I would have been out of business in 1992. Okay? And let me tell you something.
All right, I'm going to leave that there. I'm going to leave on that point. Thank you for the call. Here's Lisa on the fan. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi.
I think I've said this before in seasons past. They have blown so many leads, and I think it just gets right down to it, their egos. They think that they just have such a lead, like when they – I can't even – all the games run together for me is the way they've been behaving. But it seems like with any lead that they have, it's just like, okay, we got this game in the bag. We can screw around. And as far as I'm concerned with Ben, I think personally – he just wanted to save the day on Sunday, and he probably planned on just doing some big thing.
So you're not buying the X-ray machine story.
You don't think that
no,
faulty equipment from the X-rays. Oh, you know what, Lisa? You say egos, and I have to agree with you. The quarterback's ego is such that on his own radio show, he expresses it like shock and surprise and incredulity that people would be speaking about the loss and not focusing about how well his offensive guys battled late in the game. You've got the ego of the head coach who just time and again deflects and suggests and puts out signals that there's nothing to see here, there's nothing wrong. You've got the collective ego of the defense. Think about how hard Bud Dupree celebrates after one of his few sacks that he gets. He acts like he just did something monumental. The whole defense thinks that they're great. Nobody.
Sean Davis, I'm the leader of the defense. Here's a memo. Before you call yourself a leader, actually make a football play.
Well, he
thanks.
Did. He made
signed
one,
everybody.
He made one for the Chargers by knocking the ball out of Joe Hayden's hand and into Keenan Allen's hand.
The Chargers have named Sean Davis team MVP.
Yeah, team MVP, defensive player of the week. Or no, offensive player of the week. He tipped the ball to Keenan Allen. The bottom line
imagine
is...
Imagine if Phil Rivers had said that. Big play from
Big play from Sean Davis. We appreciate what he did to help a big win for us that we didn't think we were going to be able to get. We couldn't have done it without him. Lisa's right, though, to cite the word ego. That is maybe the best one. This is a team full of massive egos from the head coach on down. And it really, if it starts in the owner's box, from the owner on down, who think we do things our way works, so we're not going to change, panic, or be subject to the whims of the masses like the venerable, once venerable Green Bay Packers were. Here's a news flash. You're going to get beat this weekend, most likely. You will almost certainly get humiliated in New Orleans. And unless something turns, you will miss the playoffs. Congratulations.
The Packers fire their head coach. The Vikings fire their offensive coordinator. What, the Steelers are above firing an assistant coach or getting rid of a kicker midseason?
Apparently,
what am I missing
they're
here?
The dog in the room on fire sipping coffee. This is fine. This is good. What's there to see here? I can't get
just
over...
Just a slump. Every team goes through it, Chris. It's
Tony,
football.
I cannot get over Ben Roethlisberger saying, why aren't we talking more about my offense and the way they battled at the end? I can't. I actually can't. That is one of the... Tone deaf is a perfect way to describe it. It almost leaves me flabbergasted and slack-jawed.
Could you imagine
you could
if that's
believe
the
that.
Cook column after the game? Steelers lose.
Battled
but the
hard.
Way the offense just battled.
I mean, I don't want to throw stones, but didn't... Wasn't after the Denver game, wasn't it a column about Juju emerging as a big, a top target? They lost. They lost. They biffed the game away. They biffed this game away. The Raiders are going to get the number one overall pick very possibly.
Here's
they
Joe.
Suck.
He's on the fan. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, I agree with Lisa about the defense. And me and my neighbors, we watch the games. We
right.
tape them and we watch them. And it's not just the opposing quarterbacks finding an open receiver. We're looking at the replays, and we're finding two or three open receivers.
Right, so why don't they do something about their defense? Why don't they get rid of one of their coaches who apparently has no idea what he's doing?
Absolutely, you're right. I mean, the thing with Ben's injury and Boswell, I mean, Boswell might come back next week and make 5 field goals.
Oh, yeah, well, I might show up to work tomorrow and get a $100,000 raise, but I don't think that's going to happen.
That's Cook money. So, Joe, yeah, you're saying that the Steelers' defense can't cover receivers. That's why it's good that they left their secondary, for example, in the capable hands of a man who couldn't coordinate a successful defense when he was going against anthropology majors, guys who are going to go on to careers in offices working for, like, Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Tom Bradley couldn't make UCLA's defense competent, so naturally it was right to assume that on a schedule that includes this year Patrick Mahomes, Brady, Breeze, so two of the best quarterbacks ever, a guy that looks like he's early on going to be on that trajectory. Good thought to have Tom Bradley running the secondary.
The Vikings fired an assistant coach today. The best the Steelers could come up with was blaming the Ben confusion on an X-ray machine and hosting a kicker tryout. Do you want to actually see them do something? Who should be held accountable?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.